plate a potential nugget.
And how have you thought about your board of advisors, if I may say? People talk about the personal board of directors that sort of guide you. Again, how have you thought about that? Who would you put on the list? If you could provide an insight on how that's evolved over time.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't think, again, these are one of those, this is a very good example of your earlier question is how do you build resilience towards a new model for leadership?
Right.
I'm somewhat of more a heart and a guy than a mind guy. So if you look at my board of advisors, my PhD advisor, who I did my PhD with nearly 30 years ago, is somebody I still stay in touch with. She's now at University of California, Berkeley. So every time I go to California, I actually spend time with her and hang out with her. Now, again, she's not directly related to what I do.
Sure.
But where I was headed to was that ultimately people who inspire you, regardless of whether they are related to what you do, are on my board of advisors. Because just a meeting with them, just time spent with them pushes you on to think whatever you are dealing with better or do something that you were struggling with better and so on. So I think she's one example of somebody I have on my board of advisors. Rajat Gupta, who was the managing director of McKinsey, and I spent a lot of time with building ISB, and of course Rajat got into quite a bit of trouble. But you know, as a person, he's been amazingly inspiring, and particularly with all the troubles he went through with his case, and then being in jail and out of it. I really admire Rajat. Have always admired him for his ability to think big and yet retain a certain humility and a certain commitment to making other people successful. I stay very close to him, and he's one of clearly my heroes. In spite of everything that has happened and to him and for him. One of my investors, Sanjeev Agarwal of Helion, is somebody that I really look up to. Sanjeev is a good example of somebody who was an entrepreneur, scaled up a business, became an investor. I have to say that, you know, despite being an investor, his selflessness and his sort of almost detachment, which then I think helps him give you very sound advice, even though he could be seen as in conflict.
Vested party,
has been quite remarkable for me, and I find that very inspiring. So, three very different people, but you know, as you say, who's there? I would say that, you know, I could immediately think of these three people. Who really have been great guideposts over time. One thing I know is that I don't let go of these people when I find them. It doesn't matter if what they are or are not is relevant or not to what I'm doing. Like I said in the beginning, it's really much more about, are they inspiring you or not?
Very interesting.
And it doesn't matter whether they have the subject matter expertise.
Got it.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And do you have some sort of a discipline around how you sort of stay in touch with them, or is it sort of more gut driven?
No, you know, I'm not a guy who's very good about staying in touch with people. And especially the way I think about it, you know, my relationships are lifelong, and it doesn't matter if I'm physically or virtually in frequent touch. But yes, I do make an effort to reach out. I do make an effort to be intimate with them when I'm with them. And I think that always rekindles, if there is rekindling, but you know, that keeps it going.
Got it.
Because people don't feel like you are being artificial or you're just showing up to schmooze or network, which
the intent is clear.
And equally, sometimes I, there are times when I've just called up these people because I needed help, and you hesitate thinking, you know, oh, I didn't stay in touch, but I'm now calling them because I need help. But I think if you do it the right way, and you do it with not a sense of entitlement, but with a genuine need, then if these people were inspirational in the first place, they will rise up to inspire you even more.
Got it.
Another one of these folks is a McKinsey director, Sun Yen Se, who was in
Singapore, right?
He's now in Singapore, retired. Used to be in the Toronto office of McKinsey, and we've had a long relationship. And I remember many times, even my career, calling him saying, "Listen, I'm just give me something to do with you." And every time I did that, he would, and that would change my life. And so I think people like that just are there for you, and you kind of know that. So even if you don't see them frequently enough, there's all a bond that is very special that you want to preserve and not give up on.
It was interesting to hear Pramath talk about how you ask for help from the mentors and the personal board of directors that you build over time. And I've noticed that often that how piece is overlooked. The notion of doing it with authenticity, without a misplaced sense of entitlement, is key. And I've seen that that how can make a huge difference in how people respond to you when you reach out to them. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com or subscribe on iTunes and other podcast apps.